Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and well, it's the fall season, and it's also ballot season, and we've got election coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and we're going to talk about one of the things that you'll see on that ballot. Joining us from the Alcona School District is the Board of Education President Mark Feldheiser and Vice President Gary Sims. How are you guys today?
We're great. Beautiful day today.
Yes, indeed. They're all beautiful days. And we've got a big election coming up, and you guys have a couple of ballot proposals that are going to be on the school district ballot, don't you?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, let's start. We were talking off the air. The first one on there is the 18 mil non-homestead operating millage renewal. We'll just hit on that briefly. Just tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Well, the proposal one, it's just a renewal on what our millage is right now.
Yeah.
And it's currently authorized as the 18 mil non-homestead operating millage and a 2.5 mil Headley override, and it should be renewed.
Yeah.
So your taxes are not going to, none of your taxes are going to increase. It's just levied against homestead, which would still be the 6 mils. And if it's not approved, if it's approved, the proposal one generates 68, almost 70% of our school operating budget. So it's just huge.
Yeah.
This is how we operate. This is where we get our funding for the operation of our schools.
Indeed, and it's non-homestead. You know, we're talking about not letting the ballot language confuse you. When we talk about non-homestead, we're talking about the extra places, where people don't live, right?
That's correct. It would be your hunting properties and lake cabin properties and such.
Very good. All right. Well, that's the proposal one. Now, proposal two is what we really want to talk about today, and that is the building and site sinking fund proposal, 1 mil for 5 years, and it looks like you're going to try and get a lot done with this proposal, right?
Oh, there's lots of things we needed to get done with our school. A little background history is over the last 10 years, we've been cutting and cutting and cutting. We've lost a number of students. We've lost state aid. And that hasn't caught up yet. So when you're doing all that cutting from a school perspective, everything else except the educational part of it gets set aside, you know, roofs and plumbing and furnaces and security systems and locker rooms and boilers and elementary roof and technology upgrades and restroom, and all those things get set aside. And this is what this the building and site sinking fund is proposing. It's for 1 mil for 5 years.
All right, and as you mentioned, it's going to go all into that. Now, this is a new proposal, but you know what? It's a 1 mil for 5 years, but it really isn't a lot of money that people are going to see added onto their tax bill, is it?
No, it's not. In layman's terms, actually, Kevin, it works out to $50 a year.
Yeah.
If your property value, the taxable evaluation is $50,000.
Yeah,
so it's not a lot of money. I think that works out to 14 cents a day for a person that with the same taxable value.
Yeah, we probably put more into coffee and other things than people think. And this is a one way to help out the Alcona Community Schools. And as you mentioned, you hit on some of the things. There really is a lot of things that need to be done. We don't always think about the upkeep for a school district, but this is a great way to get a lot of things accomplished that'll make the school district that much better.
Yes, it's very similar to your own home. After a certain amount of years, you need to replace the roof, you need to replace furnaces, windows, all those kinds of things. And that's why we're going for this 1 mil, which will generate about $490,000 for the 5 years.
Each year,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
$490,000 for each year, for 5 years.
That's right.
Also, we had our bond levy. We had a bond levy to pay for the auditorium and the middle school and the auditorium and stuff, and that bond issue on this past summer's taxes was paid off.
Oh.
So that was at 1.2 mils. That is now gone. So this 1 mil will be no additional taxes compared to your last summer taxes.
That's right. Yeah. So they're not going to see much of a change at all. So you know what? You're helping out the schools, and it's not costing you any more money in the long run, really.
That's exactly right. And the community, this is our school system, because we're the only school in our community, is just a community effort. We do so many things at our school with our auditorium and football and basketball and baseball and National Honor Societies and all those kind of things are all centered around Alcona schools in our community. So our schools are really the center of our community get-togethers, and yeah. I think it's going to be a good community project.
Now, if they want more information about the bond proposal, how would they get more information on this if they wanted to look into how the money was going to be used?
There is some very specific language on our website, which is alconaschools.net, mm-hmm. or you can call the board office at 736-2112, and they will address your call to the proper people, which would be either myself or Gary. We can give you those numbers if you would like as well.
If you'd like, sure, yeah. That way people could get a hold of you if they need to.
Okay. My number, Mark, is 255-6324, and Gary's is 335-3358.
All right. The president and the vice president of the Board of Education for the Alcona Community Schools talking to us today about a couple of ballot proposals, very important ones for the Alcona Community Schools in the upcoming November 3rd special election. And Mark and Gary, I'm glad you could spend some time with us today to kind of give us a little background on these two ballot proposals for the Alcona Community Schools.
Thanks. It was fun sharing the information.